Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The third baseman, Benny Zinterra. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting fourth. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Claude Corbett. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Usher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Gumbert. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Neal. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Paget. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nanny Fernandez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra takes first base on ball four. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zinterra goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopp for the out. Culler moves to second. One out. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Culler scores. It's Reds, 1, Braves, 1. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zinterra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a line drive into center field. Barrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barrett. Corbett moves to third. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. There goes Barrett. The throw from Lakeman to second, and Barrett is out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zane Tara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Zane Tara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zane Tara is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zane Tara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Padgett and he is safe. Adams steals second. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lakeman strikes out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparn for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Corbett hits a pop-up towards first. Hop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. Usher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0 for 1 in the game. Padgett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to second. Johnny Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Holmes moves to third. Paget moves to second. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams throws to second for one, and Corbett throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Holmes scores. Paget scores. Fernandez moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Braves. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fernandez moves to third. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ryan. The throw from Lakeman and he is safe. Ryan steals second. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zinterra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zinterra moves to second. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lakeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Usher throws the ball into Corbett who tags Hop trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to second. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paget hits a fly ball into right field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive towards short. Culler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Corbett hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. Usher takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mueller pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-3 in the game. Clay hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zinterra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into right field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Usher. Culler reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Danny Littwiller pinch hits for Tommy Neal. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Littwiller reaches second base with a double. Culler scores. Hop moves to third. It's 4-1, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey pinch hits for Don Paget. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Littwiller now playing left field. Phil Massey now catching. Carden Gillenwater now playing center field. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lakeman hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into right field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Ryan moves to second. It's 5-1, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Sparn reaches second base with a double. Ryan scores. It's 6-1, Braves. Johnny Hetke now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Culler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Usher hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller pinch hits for Johnny Hetke. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.